This is the gallery's Taiga Garden. From here, you can see the beautiful Parliament Hill. You can look up and see the government's seat of power. But is the government watching you in return?
In a world where terrorism is a constant threat, governments have been trying to find a balance between security and freedom. In Canada, that's led to an increasing use of security certificates, a legal way to detain suspected terrorists without making charges or evidence against them public.
The 25th Hour spent some time with the man accused of being an Al-Qaeda sleeper agent and the people fighting for justice on his behalf.
Equal justice for all, we want equal justice for all. We are the people who want justice for all. Equal justice for all, join in. Equal justice for all, we want equal.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him that he came to Canada and he's actually has a worse life here than he probably would have ever gotten.
Three detainees sit in jail, the other two in a living hell. We'll not quit till we prevail and we get equal justice for all, everybody.
We're not asking for anything else but to have a fair trial, so. Which is, I mean, we're in Canada and that's what it's known for, so.
For all, equal justice for all.
This story begins 15 years ago. Parliament creates a legal loophole allowing non-citizens to be arrested without charge using a piece of paper called a security certificate. Meanwhile, at the other end of the globe, an Algerian man named Mohamed Harkat is involved in a peaceful political movement. He flees the country when members of his party start disappearing. Skip ahead to after September 11th, when the Canadian government begins employing security certificates as part of the war on terror. Harkat, now a refugee in Canada, finds himself arrested without knowing the charges or evidence. After 3.5 years in a jail cell, Harkat is now out on bail, a prisoner in his own home.
And I told him, you know, my name's Harkat Mohammed, you know, there is nothing. He said, no, we're looking for you. And the one thing, show me the picture. It's very hard to understand why they arrest me.
Most conditions are the toughest ones in Canadian history. I'm probably the only wife under house arrest myself. Because one of the conditions is that he has to wear a bracelet on his ankle that he cannot take off. He has to be supervised inside the residence 24 hours a day.
This is the area we can go. Only when the Canadian Border Service, they prove for me, like for the outing, three times a week, 4 hours. I can go like to stores here and stores there for 4 hours and come home. I can like stop for Tim Horton here, Tim Horton there. It's not proven and it's not in my outing.
We're allowed to go out from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the yard, but we have to step in and out together. Our mail or phone is intercepted. We cannot be in contact with people who we know or ought to know have criminal records. Everybody who steps in the house has to be pre-approved by CBSA, that's Canadian Border Service Agency.
After Mohammed was arrested, his wife began fighting to free him and founded the Justice for Mohammed Harkat Committee. She juggles staying with Mohammed and organizing protests while fighting for their cause.
It's my first Christmas with Mo this year, and I'm March 10th is the final date. And my mom has always said, I'm pretty sure they have the wrong guy, but boy, did they get the wrong wife that goes with it.
The government does not make Sophie's work easy.
I know that many of you were hoping to hear today from Mohamed Harkat and Sophie Harkat, and their outing to come to this demonstration was denied and they were not told why.
The Supreme Court is reviewing the constitutionality of security certificates. Presently, imprisonment under a certificate can be indefinite. There are 4 other men in Canada who have spent years in jail. None have been charged with any crime. The Harkat Committee has been active in campaigning for the laws to change, most recently testifying at a parliamentary committee.
Le comité justice pour Mohamed Harkat exige que le gouvernement du Canada abolisse le certificat de sécurité, un instrument antidémocratique contraire aux droits humains fondamentaux qui ne fait rien pour assurer la sécurité des Canadiennes et des Canadiens pour la simple raison qu'il ne protège pas les droits et que sans protéger les droits, il ne peut y avoir de sécurité.
The government has made some of its allegations public. They accuse him of going to training camps in Afghanistan during his time working in Pakistan. The government alleges he gained connections to Abu Zubaydah, an al-Qaeda chief lieutenant. They also say he met with other men linked to al-Qaeda in Canada.
Only me, I know myself, you know, all what he's saying about me is nothing. It's, you know, I don't know what they showed to the judge. I don't want to comment on that, but I know myself, there is, you know, I've never been in Afghanistan. I denied all things what they accused me of.
Even his lawyer does not know the evidence against him.
I don't think I'll ever get to see the evidence. I have no idea what was there. I mean, one of the issues was they said my client was in Afghanistan, and what I said to the Supreme Court of Canada was, they said he was in Afghanistan, he said he wasn't. If they told me when they thought, alleged he was in Afghanistan, I might have been able to call some alibi evidence.
Little can be done until the Supreme Court rules on the constitutionality of certificates. Copeland says the decision is expected to be in their favor, but warns, if it's not, the consequences for all Canadians could be dire.
I think if the security certificates are upheld, it means that we don't have meaningful rule of law in our country.
Mohammed was ordered to be deported last July. His case is on hold until the Supreme Court's ruling.
If the Supreme Court doesn't rule in our favor, we're screwed. There's no other way to say it. There's no other way to put it. We're screwed.
You heard about Canada, like, you know, peacekeeping, like respect human being, like you have a right to, you know, to defend yourself and explain your situation. You know, Canada is, looks like, you know, the best country in the world.
The Hurkats say their struggle will likely go on for years.
My answer has always been, I have a great husband, so he's worth the fight. Never once have I hesitated. And I'm, now that I have him at home, he's a great husband.
She's
I
not
just
like,
love having
she's
him
not
around.
Like fighting for me because, you know,
I'm also fighting for myself.
No,
know?
I mean like not because, you know? Like fighting for me because I'm guilty and she wants fighting because I said I'm innocent and she's fighting. That's the point.
I would have fought whether you said guilty or innocent.
Yeah.
That's not the point, is that he gets a fair trial. And first I have to do it for myself as a Canadian. And second of all, and, yeah. You know,
and
he's worth it.
Like,
for the 25th hour, I'm Anya Caradeglia.